Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Sines. Good morning.
Good morning.
The flu's just eating you all up, huh?
The flu has hit.
Wow. And, of course, last time you were in, that's been several weeks ago. That was true then, but even more so now. You said you saw how many the day before we are visiting here at this time. How many did you see?
We're seeing across the three ERs, we're seeing about 25% increase from usual. Quinlan, we had 82 patients, and we generally run about 40 a day. So that's been our high number. Commerce has been a little bit less, but we have seen into the 50s in Commerce as well. So,
So it's worse in down south, southern part of the county than up north.
The numbers do seem to be higher down there.
But up overall, 25%.
Yes.
Yeah. What is the reason, Kim, for it being so bad this year?
There are several reasons that they contribute to this. They say that there are less patients who have been vaccinated under the age of 65. And so those are the people who are out in the community. Those are the kids. And those typically were the ones that will spread the virus to others. So that's an issue. And this just seems to be a pretty virulent strain of flu. So
that's hard to understand. It's not the same every year, is it? There's every year there's a different variety of it.
It's not always the same. It's always mutating and changing. So they say that the shot this year was about 10% effective, but 10% assistance versus none, I will go ahead and take it for a shot.
So. Yeah, and you said before that even if you did get the flu, if you'd had the shot, that it would the flu would not be as bad.
Right. Hopefully it will lessen your symptoms and give you some form of immunity. And the CDC still recommends at this point, even if you have not been vaccinated, to receive a flu vaccine.
So it's not too late.
It's not too late.
When will it be too late?
Well, last year we actually saw flu cases throughout into the summer.
How long does it, after you have the shot, how long does it take before you have some protection against getting the flu?
I would assume several weeks. As healthcare providers, we usually take ours at the 1st of October when the flu season kicks off. And so ideally, that's when we do it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. But I have heard that, and as you say, it may be go deeper into the year than this, but typically it does go into March at least.
Yes. Yes. It was expected to peak. We knew that there would be high numbers in the first part of January because all the kids had been out of school. And so they come back and then we start a whole new, run of the flu. Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan. What's your recommendation, other than getting the shot? What do you advise people who haven't gotten sick yet? Now what should they do or what should they not do?
I would avoid the pharmacy at any cost because that's where the sick people go to get their medication. So that is really the germiest place.
Wow.
And so you need to just have good health practice. You need to get plenty of rest, drink lots of water and fluids, and consider the flu shot, rest. I can't make recommendations for medication, but you could talk to your pharmacist because there are some medicines that will help build immunity. And they recommend a vitamin C, so not just, oranges, improve your diet, things like that. Avoid sick people. Avoid crowds where sick people are.
You see I haven't actually seen this, but I know that you do see people who are walking around in public with masks on wherever they go. You look a little strange, but I mean, that's probably a pretty good idea, really.
Yes, and certainly if you have pre-existing health conditions, we see this, it typically hits population over 65 much harder.
Right.
And so those are the ones that are more subject to severe illness from this or even death.
Yeah, you said you've had to date 1,155 deaths from the flu in Texas, and of those, 895 are people 65 and older.
Yes.
But that does mean there's some younger people who have died from it. So
it's a scary year for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the flu symptoms, the early flu symptoms that kind of tip you off that might be the flu?
This year, and it does change from year to year, this year we're seeing severe body aches. Fever may not be as high as it has been in the past, but body aches and headaches are typically what we hear, sore throat and a cough.
Yeah.
Some years you'll have nausea, the stomach symptoms, but that's not really been typical this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Tamiflu is, I hear a lot of good things about the Tamiflu. That has to be prescribed, though.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It's a prescription medication, and what it does is it cuts down on the replication of the virus. So hopefully the goal is to cut down on your illness. Some people say it's effective and are willing to take that. Some are not for it, and that's fine too.
But you got to get it early. You take it as early as possible.
Right. The best effect that you would get if you started as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, still got a few more weeks to go of this, and I'm going to hope for the best, but it helps to hear from experts such as yourself.
Thank you.
All right, Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Kim Sines, Director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.